This is Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes from Beacon Wealth Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jenna provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. Your money and your plans in perfect harmony. And now, here is Jenna Carnes to help light the path to grow and protect family wealth.
Hello, and welcome to Retirement Today. My name is Jenna Carnes from Beacon Wealth Services, and if this is your first time tuning in, we encourage you to go out to our website. It's beaconwealthservices.com. Again, that's beaconwealthservices.com. And we do retirement income planning and insurance. We're completely independent. So some of the strategies we offer are annuities, life insurance, long-term care, even funeral planning. And we do this show, Retirement Today, for people that really want to get serious about making the transition into retirement with confidence. And today we are going to discuss some tax reduction strategies for retirement. This, a lot of people are probably thinking about taxes yet this time of the year. And so we thought this would be a fun topic to cover. We're going to talk about taxes, everything from Social Security benefits to withdrawals out of your traditional IRAs. Chances are you'll encounter taxes on these benefits and obviously assets in the future. So on the bright side, there are strategies that really are out there that can help reduce taxable income. And of course, we've got our wonderful co-host, Tony Shore. How are you today, Tony?
Oh, Jenna, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your show once again. And it's the highlight of my week. You know that.
That is so nice.
I've been slaving away all week, and it's just fun to do the show with you every Saturday afternoon.
Oh, well, thank you. We always learn something, don't we? That's the fun of it.
I learn something from you, typically. So that's for sure. Well, and how's everything going at Beacon Wealth? You guys keeping busy?
Yes, we sure are. We're real busy around tax time of the year, too, because a lot of our clients are adding into their IRAs and trying to come up with different tax reduction strategies this time of the year. And so it's a lot of fun. I mean, my clients are like family. I really enjoy working with them, and I try to help them out wherever we can.
Right. And I know that you work alongside your client CPAs I know you have CPAs that you work with, a great team of CPAs. To help make sure they're minimizing that tax burden. And you're really looking at the long-term picture and trying to minimize that tax burden for retirement. And with tax season in full swing, it's always a great time to talk about this. Now, I don't get excited when I hear, we're going to talk about taxes. But what I do get excited by is talking about how to reduce those taxes.
Yes, reduction is very important.
Right.
That's for sure. And there can be benefits that really accompany doing some planning like that. I mean, one of the benefits is that you can minimize the chances of being bumped into higher Medicare premiums for the year, potentially. People often get accustomed to paying one of the lower Medicare premiums until they have capital gains or start receiving their IRA distributions, and then they get moved into the next bracket. When it comes to your taxes in retirement, planning accordingly can really help minimize expenses down the road. It's very important.
Yeah, well, that's what we're all trying to do, right? Minimize those expenses. So the thought of planning for taxes in retirement, that's probably not a thing that a lot of people think about, and it might seem pretty overwhelming to a lot of folks, right?
Yes, it is overwhelming to a lot of people, and at first glance, it really can seem like a daunting task, but I would argue that controlling your tax bill in retirement can be considered easier than it is while you're working. And for those of you listening today, we are giving away a complimentary 2017 tax planning guide. And this guide is very comprehensive. It'll give you everything from what the tax brackets are for 2017 to what IRA contribution limits are to what RM required minimum distribution tables are. So if you want to try to reduce your taxes next year, of course, we want you to give us a call. schedule a complimentary consultation, and we will get you out this 2017 tax guide. So just give us a call at 1-800-677-7281. Again, that's 800-677-7281.
Well, I think that's a great offer for our listeners today, Jenna. The tax guide, everybody's going to find that beneficial. I'd encourage our listeners to give you a call and get a copy of that. But now, you said that controlling your tax bill in retirement might be easier than it is while you're working. What makes you say that?
Well, when it comes to your retirement, you can manage which accounts you pull income from in any given year. For example, if you have different accounts like a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA, each one of those accounts has different tax effects, so you can decide which account to draw income on to your advantage. There may be multiple strategies or ways that you can implement to cut your taxes in retirement. You just really have to plan accordingly.
Well, yeah, and let's dig into that. What's one strategy that could help us plan for taxes in retirement?
Well, I believe that one of the most important things you can do when it comes to planning for taxes in retirement is to consider your withdrawals very carefully. And I get this question a lot, Tony. I mean, people come in and they're like, well, now that I'm retiring, which account should I pull from first? And so before you withdraw money from your retirement accounts, you should have a strategy in place. And which strategy will really depend on your unique situation. For some people, it may make sense to delay your withdrawals from tax-deferred accounts. The idea behind this strategy is that you would keep your IRA funds so that you are withdrawing money from the taxable accounts first, then a Roth IRA and an IRA which is tax deferred. So this strategy can allow you to delay income taxes on these dollars till later years.
So, but is there ever a situation where this strategy wouldn't always be the best decision for someone?
Absolutely. I always say, you know, everyone's situation is so unique that we really work with each person differently and come up with a plan that's personalized for them. For example, it might be a better idea for some people to tap into their IRA so that they can delay taking Social Security benefits. And I actually really like this option because then it gives people a chance to start paying taxes on some of their IRAs maybe earlier in retirement, delay taking their Social Security, and then when they're 70 and a half, maybe their required minimum distribution isn't as high. This is a strategy that obviously you're going to increase your Social Security benefits by roughly 8% every year that you delay until age 70. And we got all this information from the Market Watch article titled 11 Ways to Cut Your Taxes in Retirement. I mean, that makes sense, right?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I think that it's really good to understand some of these strategies. And I know you have a number of other strategies you want to tell us about to lower that tax burden in retirement. But we need to take a quick break right here. Before we do, why don't you let our listeners know how they can get that tax guide again?
Yes, I think this is so beneficial because a lot of you have paid taxes now in 2016 and you go, ouch, I don't want to pay that much again next year. And so if you want to have a planning guide to really plan this out better this year, give us a call. We'd love to get you the 2017 tax planning guide. This has everything from what the tax brackets are to what IRA contribution limits are and the income limitations. And also, if you have to take your required minimum distribution, it even has those factors on there. So there's just a lot of good information as you're trying to plan for next year for taxes. We will give that to you complimentary if you call in and schedule an appointment where we can give you a second opinion on your retirement plan. And that phone number to call and schedule your complimentary consultation and get your 2017 tax guide is 1-800-677-7281. Again, that's 1-800-677-7281. And we'll be back after this important message.
Do you ever feel like you need a retirement toolkit to help navigate your retirement? Retirement can be scary, but it doesn't have to be. With our Retirement Income Toolkit, you can get the information you need to help secure your retirement. This toolkit provides valuable information on income planning, asset allocation, tax planning, legacy planning, and more. Receive your retirement toolkit from Beacon Wealth Services right now by going to beaconwealthservices.com or by calling us at 1-800-677-7281.
And welcome back to Retirement Today with our host, Jenna Carnes, and our co-host, that's myself, Tony Shore. The title of our show today is Planning for Taxes in Retirement. And Jenna, I know this is something that you do at Beacon Wealth Services all the time, is help people minimize that tax burden in retirement, help them come up with a plan ahead of time as well, which is even better. We've been talking about this issue, and you briefly touched on how withdrawal decisions can have an impact on the amount of taxes you pay. Now, maybe you could fill us in on another way that we can save on our taxes in retirement.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, another popular strategy is to consider Roth conversions. When you convert some of your traditional IRA account into a Roth IRA, you may be able to reduce future tax bills. However, you would pay taxes now on the amount converted. And this could reduce the required minimum distribution that you have to take out. You know, Uncle Sam comes knocking at 70 and a half, and he always wants his money once you reach 70 and a half on those qualified IRAs or 401k plans. But you don't have to take required minimum distributions out of Roth IRAs, and a lot of people don't know that.
Well, I've heard that a Roth is a great way to reduce that tax burden in retirement and maybe do a Roth conversion, and we've talked about that a little bit on the show before. You've given us a lot of great ideas when it comes to Roth conversions and utilizing Roth IRAs, so you don't have to worry about those RMDs, like you mentioned, the required minimum distributions. That seems pretty straightforward. So what's another option that could help us to save on taxes?
Well, for those of you out there that are passionate about a charity or maybe your church or something, another way you can save on taxes in retirement is by utilizing the IRA charitable distribution options. By choosing to send your IRA required minimum distribution to a charity, you can receive multiple benefits. In an example provided by MarketWatch's 11 Ways to Cut Your Taxes in Retirement, if your minimum required distribution is $50,000, but you give $20,000 to your church or another charitable cause, you can take $30,000 and have your custodian send the other $20,000 to the charity. You wouldn't get the deduction on your Schedule A, but you would have reduced your adjusted gross income. By reducing your adjusted gross income, you could reduce the taxability of your Social Security benefits and possibly avoid paying higher premium for Medicare. Not all charities are eligible, though, as the IRS points out, like donor-advised funds and supporting organizations. But if you want to pursue this route, I would advise that you do your research and seek the advice of a financial professional, like a CPA, and also work closely with someone like myself that does retirement planning in order to ensure that you properly follow the guidelines. And that's why, again, we really want you to call in and get your 2017 tax guide, because it's going to go through really a lot of different things you need to think about as you're doing your tax planning for 2017 and help you reduce your taxes for next year. And that phone number at the Beacon Wealth Services reservation line is 1-800-677-7281. And again, that's 1-800-677-7281. Give us a call and schedule that consultation today.
All right. Well, thank you, Jenna. That's a great offer. And I think that's a great option that you're talking about there, and really donating to a charitable cause.
Yes.
Yeah. What's another way that we can save on taxes in retirement?
Well, one of the most important pieces when it comes to saving on taxes is considering your asset allocation. Depending on where you have your investments, you could be looking at a higher than necessary tax bill down the road. IRAs and other tax deferred accounts will generally be subject to income tax rates. When it comes to saving on taxes in retirement, it's important to carefully weigh your asset allocation and develop a strategy that really reflects your own unique situation and can help you keep more of that money in your own pocket. That's what everybody wants to do, right?
Right. I know I want to, and that's a smart option. Maybe you could give us another example then of how we can still save more on our taxes in retirement.
Absolutely. We like Uncle Sam, but not that much, right?
I don't even think he's our real uncle.
I know. He probably isn't. Well, one other option that people can consider is a reverse mortgage. And I know there's a lot of things out there about reverse mortgages. Like people go, oh, I would never do that. But this is something that requires thoughtful planning and careful consideration, and it isn't for everyone. But for some, it can pay off in the end. According to MarketWatch's article, 11 Ways to Cut Your Taxes in Retirement Again, a retired couple that's paying a 25% tax rate on their IRA income could reduce their IRA distributions using payments from a reverse mortgage that they made on their house. This, in turn, would reduce their taxes. In this example, the couple could receive payments for the rest of their life, which might even go beyond the value of their home. And when they pass away, the bank gets the house. Determining whether or not, though, a reverse mortgage is right for you is a decision that requires a considerable amount of planning. It is for some people and it isn't for others.
All right. Well, we're going to move on here and we're going to talk some more about different strategies, how we can save on taxes in retirement. You've covered a lot of them so far. Maybe you could give us another example of how we can save.
Well, another way that you might be able to save on taxes in retirement is to try to maximize your bracket. We recommend working closely, of course, with your tax professional to conduct a proper analysis to maximize your tax bracket. At the end of the year, try to estimate your taxes to see whether there's any wiggle room within your tax bracket. If there is, you could consider filling the bracket with money out of your IRA. This could potentially allow you to stay in a lower tax bracket. You should obviously weigh your options and compare which tax bracket you're in versus the tax bracket you'll be once you're 70. Carefully consider your current and future required minimum distributions, income, and Social Security benefits. Once you've assessed your situation, considering all of these factors, you could then see if this strategy might be right for you. And I will tell you, Tony, this has become very popular because I always say taxes are on sale right now. So a lot of people are wanting to pay taxes on those IRAs now versus later.
Yeah.
Because you never know. I mean, we're already seeing it in the news that they're going to be proposing, you know, new tax rates and new tax plans. And so I don't know about you, but I don't think taxes are going to be going down anytime soon.
No.
I mean, it's possible, but I doubt it.
No,
right?
You're right. Yeah. We all assume that taxes will keep going up. And I think that makes sense. And those are solid options for a lot of people who are hoping to minimize taxes in retirement. But, you know, just a CPA isn't going to do it. I know you're not a CPA, but like you said, you need to carefully consider required minimum distribution, Social Security benefits,
right,
all of these factors, and that's what you do. And you can work alongside their CPA to see where they're at now, and then you can help plan for down the road.
Exactly. And that's really what we do. We work closely with CPAs to make sure that we do take taxes into consideration when we're putting together a retirement plan. But it really does depend on, are you going to take Social Security right away or at 70? And when are your pensions starting?
Right.
And what other income do you have coming in? And so those are the things that we all look at to really make sure we come up with the best possible strategy for you.
Sure. Sure. And now I've heard people talk about how they think their tax situation is going to be simpler once they retire. Or especially, I always hear people say, and I used to think this, that when I retire, I'm going to be paying a lot less in taxes because I'm not working. But is that always true?
No, it isn't. And I especially get a kick out of the people that come in and they find out for the first time that they are going to be paying taxes on their Social Security, because a lot of people don't realize that up to 85% of your Social Security benefits can be taxed in retirement.
Yeah, as income.
And so
yeah.
There are a lot of people that retire and they go in to get their taxes done the first year and they're just like blown away and totally in shock. But it really does vary, obviously, depending on the person. That's why I like to meet with clients and work with their tax professionals to make sure they have the information they need to make an appropriate decision for them. There's many factors, like we've talked about, that come into consideration, like their pension, their Social Security, various income sources and investments. Even though some of my clients aren't working full time, their tax situation can still be complicated because they may receive pension income, investment income, interest income, and or dividend income in a year. As they start taking that money out, it may put them in a different tax bracket altogether than what they had planned. And this is why people need to call in and get their 2017 tax guide, which will really show you the tax brackets and help you prepare to reduce your taxes for next year. And that phone number is 800-677-7281. 800-677-7281 to get your complimentary tax guide and schedule your complimentary consultation.
Yeah, I think that is fantastic. And, you know, this is such an important topic. Obviously, you don't want to get into retirement. And most people have these tax-deferred type retirement accounts, like traditional IRAs and 401ks. But if they get into retirement and start trying to pull that money out, they're going to get hit with a ticking tax time bomb, aren't they?
They sure are. Yeah, it's amazing how much it can really add up.
Yeah, and you can help them avoid that, and you mentioned a number of great ways. Roth IRAs are a great option if you can qualify for them. But it can get complicated, and that's why people need someone like yourself to help them with it, right?
Well, thank you. Yes. And I think it's very important that for the people that are listening that you work with someone that's independent, because then if you work with someone that's independent and like we are at Beacon Wealth Services, we can give you an unbiased viewpoint on your retirement plan. And we work really closely. I actually have one of my CPAs was actually interviewed on TV the other day on MSNBC. She's so good. And so we love to work together with people sometimes if they've got really complicated tax situations. And I just think it's so important that you work with someone independent that really has your best needs in mind and has all the choices and options available for you. And that you also work with somebody on a tax level, a CPA, that can work well with the person that you have your retirement plan with. It needs to be a team effort because CPAs are really who are qualified to give tax advice, and they usually don't know a lot about investments or that isn't their expertise.
Right.
And that's why they need to work closely with the person that's helping with the retirement plan,
right,
like we can do.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? We're out of time for today's show, Jenna. It just flew by. Why don't you give that phone number one more time for our listeners out there?
I sure will. It is the Beacon Wealth Services phone number to call to get your 2017 tax planning guide and schedule your consultation is 1-800-677-7281. Again, that's 800-677-7281. And this concludes our time for our show on Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes from Beacon Wealth Services and my co-host Tony Shore. We'll see you next week on Retirement Today.
Thank you for listening to Financially Tuned. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Services. Call 1-800-677-7281. Or visit their website at beaconwealthservices.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
Jenna Carnes and Beacon Wealth Services are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.